AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. When asked about the possibility of U.S. involvement in talks in Pakistan to end the war in Iran, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in a statement, "These are sensitive diplomatic discussions, and the U.S. will not negotiate through the press. Iran remains highly suspicious of the United States." An explosion could be heard, and smoke was seen in central Tel Aviv, followed by billowing smoke. Officials gave no immediate information about the blast. The EU's Ursula von der Leyen says diplomacy must be the focus.
"We all feel the knock-on effects on gas and oil prices. Our businesses and our societies. But it is of utmost importance that we come to a solution that is negotiated."
The AP Sagar Magani report, senators are discussing a proposal that could end the Homeland Security funding standoff.
"But not the issues central to the standoff. The deal would leave out addressing ICE's enforcement and deportation operations, a sudden shift after Democrats said they would not fund the department without major ICE changes."
"It's extortion by the Democrats."
Hours later, President Trump met with some GOP senators, and both parties are expected to discuss the potential breakthrough today. TSA workers remain on the job without pay, and airports have been jammed with long security lines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Taliban says American academic Dennis Coyle has been released. He was held in Afghanistan since January of last year. A judge in Georgia is granting bond of just $1 for a murder charge faced by a woman accused by police of taking pills to induce an illegal abortion. President Trump has cast another mail ballot in Florida as he continues to publicly bash the voting method as a source of fraud and push Congress to curtail the practice. This is AP News. Another court case involving Bill Cosby.
A California civil jury has found Bill Cosby liable for drugging and sexually assaulting Donna Motzinger in 1972. Motzinger said in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that Cosby invited her to a show, gave her wine and pills. She says she later woke up at a home partly undressed and concluded that Cosby had drugged and raped her. Cosby's lawyers calls the claim speculation and say they plan to appeal. The verdict comes nearly 5 years after Cosby was freed from prison in a criminal case with similar allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French financial prosecutors say searches were carried out at several locations, including the Paris arm of Swiss private bank Edmond de Rothschild, as part of an investigation tied to revelations from the Jeffrey Epstein files. The investigation was opened after a referral from France's foreign ministry. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.